The House has also announced its leadership structure and most of its committee chairmanship positions. Mike Chenault of Nikiski is Speaker. Joining us from Juneau is APRN's Dave Donaldson. Hi, Dave.
Hi there.
Dave, besides Representative Chenault, who else will be in the leadership in the House?
Ketchikan's Kyle Johansen is going to be the majority leader. He takes the place of Ralph Samuels, who retired this year from Ralph was from Anchorage. The Rules Chairman will continue as John Coghill from North Pole. Finance, two totally new people for the leadership there. Mike Hawker from Anchorage and Bill Stoltz from Chugiak. Both of those have been on the committee in the past. They are very versed in finance activities, but they're new to that particular position. They're returning with Jay Ramirez as the Judiciary Chairman. Former Speaker John Harris of Valdez, who's had two terms as Speaker of the House, he will be in charge of the Legislative Council, which is becoming a more and more important and influential position, in that it deals with everything when the session is not, when the legislature is not in session. Anything pretty well goes to the Legislative Council. It also gives out the parking permits, which at the Capitol is one of the most important jobs in the building.
Well, interestingly, there are still six House districts that are just too close to call yet. Are Republicans still confident with these assignments?
They are. They are not making those that it looks like they're not going to make it, or at least not at this point. And they are also leaving open. That's why they didn't release everything. But there are still some people that they hope can come in and take up a few positions in committee chairmanships that are not yet announced.
Well, Dave, the Senate has a bipartisan coalition. Is there any thought of expanding the Republican group?
There have been some Democrats, and won't go into them by name because they may not get allowed to join. Right now, they're going to consider them kind of one by one as to who they are, which Republicans don't like any individual Democrats that have asked to join them. But there will be at least some consideration of them.
Well, what sort of priorities can we expect?
Well, it is a conservative group. It's a group that's real high on development, that's real high on looking at some of the jobs and financial things, and it's the traditional Republican priorities are going to be on the table. They'll probably bring up an awful lot of subjects that are not going to be considered by the Senate bipartisan coalition, but they will have them there. I think that we can expect just to see an awful lot more spending issues of development, jobs, and fiscal responsibility stuff. So that's the sort of things that we expect to see priorities.
All right, Dave, thank you.
My pleasure.
APRN's Dave Donaldson reporting from Juneau.